This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
30th anniversary game. Of what?
I'm assuming the building, right?
Yeah, I guess it was open. Well, wasn't it open in 94?
I don't know. What is it, the three-week anniversary of the naming of the name? Does that sound right? How long has it been Rocket Arena?
I don't want to sound like a curmudgeon on this one. Am I the only person you said land?
Yeah.
Anytime I hear anybody call it the land, I think, oh, you're not from here.
You've moved here, but you're not from here. Is that the way you look at it? I'd say the same thing.
I don't know. Every time I hear anybody call Cleveland the land, I think, oh, you're not from here.
Oh, you're from the Disney.
I don't know.
Is there any other major city that's land?
I don't know.
I guess
there's
that's
the
what
Berg.
Sets us.
Give us enough time. I'm sure we can think of a few.
I'm guessing.
I can't tell you how many conversations
sure
we have
radio.
Where I just want to take my head and put it through my computer screen. I just want to do that. I don't know why.
Wait, is this
this
one?
Is one of those conversations.
Why?
Yeah, because it's just manufactured. Like, you know what? I really didn't like
the
it.
Land manufactured, absolutely.
I don't like when nicknames are manufactured. That's just where I am.
Hi, here's the new name of our building. We're calling it The Q. Is that what you're saying,
yeah,
Andy?
Like, let the fans come up with the nickname, right? Like, why do we have to force that stuff? It doesn't.
The best nicknames
are the ones
exact
that
same
are.
Thing. I didn't mind the Q. It kind of sunk in.
In the beginning, I couldn't stand it. Why can't the fans come up with the nickname for this place? It's organic.
See, what are you going to call Rocket Arena? You can't call it the Rock because a rock is different than a rocket.
Rock House?
We went through that whole thing when it was Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and I don't think we ever came. People called it the Fieldhouse, but that, you know, to me that's Butler. That's Conseco.
I didn't mind. I was okay with Fieldhouse. I was all right with it. I think Fieldhouse to me is unique to basketball.
That arena has nothing of a Fieldhouse feel to it.
Yeah, because you've already established what a Fieldhouse is. I like. Why? You have to have brick to be a Fieldhouse?
No.
Is that it?
To me, a Fieldhouse had that old school bleacher seating, squared off corners.
Yeah.
Not a round bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, think about all the arenas that used to be like theaters when you would walk Madison Square, right? Old Cleveland Arena.
Yeah.
Toronto, Maple Leaf Garden was like that too. You look at it, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? This is just like a regular building, but on the inside it looks different.
Malone's in the wood. Hello, Malone.
What's up, Malone?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, just wanted to give you guys throw a suggestion out there.
Okay.
Me and the people of my ilk have been calling Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse Romo Fijo for the longest time since it was named that. The Romo Fijo is the correct nickname for that place.
Yeah, but then they changed it, so now you can't.
Now it's Rocket Arena. Now what are we going to do, Malone? Help.
But that's still a nickname. It's still the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, right?
No. They changed the actual name to Rocket Arena.
Terrible. But also, I'm originally from Lorraine.
Oh, I got it. It's the Roar.
You're from where?
That's not bad. Originally from Lorraine.
Okay.
And in Lorraine, we definitely called Cleveland the land. It's people.
Your whole life.
For sure.
Your whole life you've been doing this.
My whole life. Entire life.
Okay.
Originator. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Malone.
Malone originated the land.
Hey, I don't mind that. The Roar.
R-O-A-R.
That's not terrible. It's just what he did for them. I just took the first two letters.
The Roar.
Yeah, Romo Fijo sounds like something a politician would throw out as their plan to solve something, and we'd all go, what?
Sounds to me like you got to go see the doctor on that.
Yeah, you need a shot for that.
The Roar. I don't mind that.
Hey, look at that one.
What do you think of that?
Penicillin won't even help you.
That's natural.
The Roar.
Where are you going, the Roar? Oh, okay, I get it. It's better than the land.
Well, it's okay. Malone's been calling it the land his whole life.
I'm calling you know what on that. I am totally. I want you to call right now, 216-474-0092. If you've been calling Cleveland the land.
The show's been hijacked.
For more than 15 years, more than 10 years. When did we start calling it the land?
When LeBron did.
Yeah, so LeBron did it. I dare someone to come, I've been calling it the land for the last 40 years. No one was calling this the land 20 years ago. 20 years ago? How long ago was LeBron drafted?
20.
So, and I don't even think LeBron called it.
25 to cover yourself.
Did LeBron call it the first time he was here?
Did he call it
the land?
I don't know.
Come on.
Portland is the other one. That would have land.
They'd be the land.
So that would be another one that's the land.
I think of roses. When I think of Portland, I think of roses. It's the Rose City, Rose Garden,
right? Rose Arena.
Rose Arena, right.
Rose Garden, the whole thing.
I'm okay with Roar. Should we shove it down people's throats, Roar? Where you go? Hey, where are they playing? Are they at the Roar tonight? I'm okay with that.
Hit the Roar.
Anyone else okay with that? I think you're okay with that, Roar.
Andy's all happy because he came up with it.
No, I didn't. I just wrote down the first two letters of Rocket Arena and called it the Roar. Where are you going tonight, Roar? Really? Oh, it's going to be loud in there. That's why they call it the Roar. Just saying. What's in town tonight? Oh, circuses don't use animals anymore, do they? Ah, they get the lion. Oh, it's gonna be a roar.
See, that's why I dislike. I understand to some extent the economics involved with naming rights on a facility in a building. I understand that. You know, teams are looking for revenue.
I don't. It's a public venue.
It's
a public venue.
For instance. That's why I
don't take taxpayer taxes on it.
That's why the Coliseum to me was beautiful.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coliseum. Done. We knew what it was here.
That was before they started selling naming rights.
I know.
And now we've got to change the naming rights like every 5 years. So all of a sudden, this stadium that you've been calling Safeco Field for forever
is
now
something else.
Some other insurance company.
Heinz Field fit, didn't it?
Yeah, Heinz Field did fit.
Pittsburgh, Heinz. Got it.
I mean, that's one of your traditional families.
Not anymore.
From there, I'm like, you should feel good about that. Like,
not anymore.
Jacobs Field, I felt good about that. Yeah. Like, that's, and it wasn't like the Jacobs were like trying to sell out
They paid themselves money.
Yeah, their architecture firm, right? Isn't that what they were? Jacobs Visconti Jacobs?
Real estate.
So it's just like, it wasn't like they were saying, oh, real estate. They were saying, okay, we'll take the name. We'll take the family name and put it on here. That's like you go to, like, we were at Notre Dame 2 weeks ago. There's no corporate names on any of those buildings. They're all sponsor family names. Those buildings are named after families. I think even Kent State's like that. Like, everything's named after a person that wanted to make a big contribution.
Or a former president of the university.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about egotistical. Seriously. The walkway from campus to downtown? Please. Please. The guy didn't know. The guy was trying to figure out where the men's softball team played when he was here. Oh, what a step backwards for athletics that was. Oh, now I really have a headache. Oh, thank you, Jeff. See, there's people on board with this. I think they like Roar. I think they're down with it. They're down with the
Who's
Roar.
Who's they?
The good people of Northeast Ohio, the people that listen to our show, 92.3 The Fan.
JJ's in Cleveland.
JJ, back me up. Like it or hate it?
Me, personally, I still call it the Q.
Okay.
I don't know why it's kind of stuck in me at this point.
Yeah, the people at Gundarena, they thank you for that.
I call it the Q still. But as far as the land, I've been calling it the land since Bone Thugs and Harmony. Call it the land of the heartless.
Ah,
it's been
right.
The land for me since then.
What year was that?
I don't know.
Give me a year on that.
I'm going to say 93, 94 maybe.
I'm not buying that, man. I don't think.
It's been the land for me.
All right.
I've been living here my whole life, but, you know, I can't call it Cleveland, you know. It's been the land.
No, I think I agree.
Or the city. We call it the city.
So tell me this, JJ. Is it irritating when you sit next to somebody at a game and they're like, let's go Cleveland? Like, who says that? Nobody.
Nobody says that.
No. I remember I sat next to some cheerleaders a while back.
It don't matter what game we're at.
You sound like you're not from here.
We can be at the Guardians game. I really don't hear. That's how you know when they're not from here.
Let's go Cleveland.
They say the whole name.
Yeah,
let's
you're
go
right.
Cleveland. That's how you know they're really not from here. Maybe they're from one of the outskirts, Youngstown or Canton. You know what I'm saying? But
or
as
the
far
outskirts.
As all my friends, we call it the land.
All right, JJ. Not buying it. Andy's in Westlake. Andy.
Andy, what do you got, man?
We don't call it the land. We only started that when we were, you know, when LeBron started.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, I tend to
agree. Naming things, I knew a guy, a friend of mine from school, had worked with Dick Jacobs in the real estate side.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back in the day, and he and Dick said this to the whole group. He goes, "I didn't pay $15 million for some lady on ESPN to change my name to the Jake."
Andy, can I? I'll give you a little inside baseball here. Ready?
Yeah, please.
People would call it the Jake. The Indians actually asked media members to not call it the Jake because Mr. Yep. Jacobs hated it because in, I believe, the Navy, you know what a Jake is, right?
No.
A bathroom.
Oh, nice.
A little more specific
than
a bathroom.
Yeah, but you know what? Still, at the end of the day, his $15 million doesn't match what the taxpayers put into that place, so...
No.
I was good with ballpark at Gateway Ballpark. I would have been good with that, too. So.
Andy, yeah, you're right,
fine
though.
With, you know. No, thanks. Yeah, I never knew if he was making that story up or not, but
I can flat out tell you, Mr. Jacobs did not like the building being called the Jake. Not at all.
They have T-shirts with it on there.
Well, maybe after he was no longer with us, I don't know. But they did not like that. So there it is.
I don't know. I'm too worried about, you know, what the crowd's going to be like at the Roar for the playoffs.
Oh, my God. All right. We got sidetracked there. What are the marching orders for Barry and Stefanski? Yeah, you think about that. FanDuel is giving all customers